My friends. I hope you're having as much fun as we are. Of course, we're starving. That's because we're prepping everything before we eat. So we're going to get... What are you laughing about? See, people can't see this. So I have to bring it to their attention because that's what I do as a professional radio personality.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. Also, to throw you under the bus.
Thank you. Beep, 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 beep. Can't tell you how much I appreciate that.
Greyhound 357, now departing. Beep, beep, beep. Backing up over Eric Holdo. Backing up over the chef. What are you doing there, chef?
I'm going to just slice up some onions.
What are you trying to be, Yan?
What are you talking about?
Yan can cook you.
Know how everyone cuts their onions?
Yeah.
All right. So what I've basically done is I've taken the bacon grease.
No.
The bacon oil.
Bacon oil. We never say bacon grease.
That's
it's
true.
Bacon oil.
It makes it sound so much more palatable.
Yes, it does.
And I'm reheating some of that bacon oil from our earlier bacon rendering of said oil.
Ooh. And, rendering of said oil?
Yes.
Ooh.
And we're going to take some onions. Oh. Well, not just any onions.
They are real sweet Vidalia onions, and how do we know?
Because it says so on the bag and the tag.
Because if it didn't...
It ain't. So, anyway, we're going to begin to sauté these onions in the bacon oil. And we don't want to caramelize, or we don't want to get them too hot starting out, because the bacon oil will have a tendency to sort of burn a little bit.
Oh,
but
my friends, I wish you could. I wish you could smell what I'm smelling.
Now, this is a little bit of a different approach to caramelizing onions, because normally when you caramelize onions, you're just starting with butter or oil or something like that. But I figured using the bacon oil was a nice way to caramelize these particular onions. And we're going to cheat.
Yeah. How dare you?
I know. We're actually going to add some brown sugar, about a quarter of a cup of brown sugar to the onion.
You're a little, you know, I'm glad you don't do gold dust in the Klondike. These guys would have been really, oh, that's 3/4 of an ounce to me. That's 3/4 of a cup to me. They'd be broke, and you'd be very rich.
Yes, that would be the goal. Yeah. All right, so I'm melting down that sugar with the onion right now and incorporating that all together. And this is going to just sit there and caramelize. And again, I don't want to turn that temperature up too high. I don't want them to burn. So we'll turn that low flame. First flame has to be on.
That's pretty low.
There we go. That looks about right. And we're just going to let that go. Okay, so in the meantime, we're going to begin preparing our marinade for the shrimp that we're going to be doing. So as soon as I can pull up my notes for it, there we go. We're going to start with about 1.5 cups of apple cider vinegar.
Could you announce officially what you want to call this recipe?
Honey ginger glazed shrimp.
Honey ginger glazed shrimp. Boy, that sounds good.
All right, so 1.5 cups of apple cider vinegar. We're going to take about 1/2 cup of a mild honey. So this is a honey I got from Whole Foods.
And of course, I could have brought you some Tupelo honey.
Yeah, but I wouldn't use that in a marinade.
Thank you.
Tupelo honey I would want to use on something I could...
At $7.50 a pound,
yeah.
And that's right from the beehives. That's the only way you can get it that cheap. I hope you wouldn't use it in a marinade.
No. But this is a nice wildflower honey from Alabama, actually. And now we're going to take about 1/2 cup of ketchup. And again, these are all... This is a marinade, so... We're approximating the measurements here.
You know, you're at approximately how many glugs is that?
About 3 glugs.
Which is in?
It's 1/2 cup.
There you go.
So, but 1/2 cup is what I'm called for on the
recipe.
On the recipe.
Now, is this going to be one of those rare instances where you're going to text me the recipes? Because the biggest complaint I get from people is, man, the chef is awesome. Where are his recipes that you promised me?
Well, you're the one that keeps promising them. I don't know.
Yeah, silly me. I think these are actually going
to
be there.
That's why they have to listen to the show.
Yeah, and they do. And the people that are here are going nuts, and then they're calling me and complaining because I don't give them your email address.
Thank you.
That could change.
So What I've added in is, like I said, about half a cup of ketchup, a tablespoon and a half of hot sauce. I'm using a habanero Tabasco sauce, which is really good. Four large garlic cloves, or about a tablespoon, and a little bit of Garden Gourmet pre-processed ginger, which I really have started liking to use that.
And the cilantro is good, too. All of them are very, very good.
Yep.
I think you can get lemongrass, too, can't you, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, yes. And we're going to add some garlic to this, and let's see here, because that was ginger in the Garden Gourmet. And we're going to mix this up. Now, again, with this marinade, this is for the shrimp. So the apple cider vinegar is going to start cooking the shrimp right away. This is not going to marinate long. We're probably going to marinate for about 10 minutes, and then we'll go straight out on the egg with this.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So now while I'm looking at that, I'm going to just make sure I go back over here to my caramelized onions. Caramelized onions are for our patty melts, which is a different recipe, so they shouldn't confuse what I did with the onions over here. Okay, perfect. Now, let's take a little bit of salt. We're going to add it to the marinade. And I'm using a sel gris here.
A who?
Sel gris. It's a sea salt.
Why don't you just say sea salt?
Well, it's gray.
It's almost gray.
It's a gray salt. And the reason it's gray is, A, it's unbleached, and B, it's actually scraped right off the rocks.
And you know what gathers on those rocks.
Well, they're professionally harvested in that way.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Now, I'm also going to take a little bit of lime, and we'll squeeze some lime juice in here. About one full lime.
And you don't have to worry about the seeds in there, because it doesn't make any difference.
Well, lime don't really have seeds like lemons do.
Right.
I mean, the seeds that they have are
small.
They're small.
And chewable.
Almost translucent, and doesn't really.
In other words, you can see through them.
Yeah, that's what translucent means.
That's what I'm just showing off. That I've read
good.
Those things too, you know.
You're good, I'll tell you. Okay, our onions are caramelizing along nicely. All right, now, you need to talk for a second, because I got to go get some ginger.
Me talk for a second? Oh, my friends, perish the thought. It'll be extremely difficult, but we will try. My friends, I'll tell you, we have got so many exciting things coming up. The onions are caramelizing. The marinade's made for the shrimp. The sliders are on the egg. We've got so many things working for you, but some things we've got working for you in the future. Stay tuned as we're going to be bringing you the Casserole Queens in next upcoming shows. We're also going to be taking you up to some really exciting places. We're going to try to work out some Indian cuisine for you on the egg. We're also going to be going up to an Oktoberfest, the first annual Oktoberfest. It's going to be in Maggie Valley, North Carolina, beautiful Maggie Valley. We will be there the 4th and 5th of October. And don't forget, my friends, Eggtoberfest is coming up. In fact, we're going to talk to a couple of people. One has an Eggtoberfest of his own that will be happening next year in May, which is absolutely incredible up in Hiawassee. It's now one of the fourth or fifth largest egg fests in the country. And also Kim Youngblood said he would stop by and chit-chat with us if we have a moment, because Kim, he is an egghead's egghead also. And speaking of that, they are in the parking lot as we speak. And if you get a chance sometime when you're looking for something to do on a Saturday and you want to eat a lot of good food and you don't want to pay a lot, that's the place to come. You come here and you get to see the eggheads out there in the parking lot doing their thing. And speaking of doing their thing, Chef Eric makes his miraculous appearance back to cupboard side. And there you go, pounding on your garlic.
Yep, just breaking up the cloves a little bit. So my minced garlic disappeared. So I'm going to, we got a lot of people here at the Big Green Egg today. It's a beautiful day and all sorts of folks cooking. So who knows?
Are you trying to insinuate that
Nothing.
Someone swiped your garlic?
No. I wouldn't do
oh,
that.
Oh, I think you are.
Okay, just stop being an instigator.
Me?
Yeah.
That's what he does best.
You. So, but I did find some garlic cloves back there, so they're probably someone else's garlic cloves. And I'm going to go ahead and...
Well, at least they left you something.
Yeah. So I'm just going to get these chopped up. And again, this is going into marinade, so I'm not going to worry about how minced they are. I'm not even going to worry if I've got a little bit of the skin of the garlic on there, because the skin actually does impart a little bit of flavor into the marinade. So I'm just going to dump that right in. Okay, and now we'll get our shrimp.
Now, of course, we use nothing but the finest Gulf shrimp, because we know that shrimp that come out of the Gulf, especially out of Louisiana and the Emerald Coast of the beautiful state of Florida, they have incredible shrimp down there. And in fact, Chef Eric, I picked almost a pound of crab meat.
Right.
And I am possibly considering volunteering it for one of your next shows.
Excellent. Well, here we go. So in the last 12 seconds of our segment here, I've got the shrimp in the marinade. We're going to let this go for 10 to 15 minutes, and then we'll put it out on the egg.
Food, fun, and celebrating the good life. That's what we're doing here at the Big Green Egg Retail Center.